This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Mothering. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Women are still underrepresented in the sciences, both in the private sector and in academia. And one of the potential reasons could be the crazy juggling act of having a career and being a mom, which can be especially difficult for scientists. For example, taking time off to have a baby affects women's chances of making tenure. Reporter Alan Yu introduces us to a scientist mom who makes it all work, and he also looks at how universities and labs can avoid losing talent to what's been called a baby penalty.
I'm riding along with Nancy Pleshko as she makes her daily drive from Philadelphia to her home in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where her teenage children are waiting for her. She's a professor of bioengineering at Temple University and a divorced mother of three. As we're making our way through stop-and-go traffic, she tells me she was recently talking to her oldest daughter, Marissa, about what happened the day she was born, 19 years ago.
I was writing a grant, and on the way to the hospital, we were remembering how I dropped the grant application off at FedEx. Marissa was kind of appalled that that's what I had to be doing as I was about to be having my first child. Mom, how could you be writing a grant application? You know, that's your life when you're a scientist in academia.
We stop for a takeout pizza.
It's going to be 3308.
When Nancy gets home, her twins Jared and Jenna join her for dinner. Jenna says she's very used to seeing her mother work on grant applications every night.
If I'm doing homework, she's like sitting here doing a grant application. That's like normally how it works. She's always doing it. And they're super long.
Pleshko had her first daughter as a young assistant scientist, and as you may be able to guess, she did not stop working while she was on leave with her newborn baby.
I was having lab meetings every week on the phone, and even once or twice had some of my students lab text to my house for lab meeting. I can remember so many times walking around the house with my daughter in the baby sling and being on the phone, hearing what was going on.
She credits her success to many things, like having a supportive supervisor who was also a mother and good childcare. But she also knows it doesn't always work out for scientists who want to be mothers. And this is a broader problem, as Kelly Ward can tell you. Ward is a professor of educational leadership at Washington State University. She has interviewed more than 100 mothers at different stages of their academic careers and records their experiences. Stories like this.
She had two children and she really wanted to have a third, but she felt like, I already took two leaves. It's not great timing. And so she put off having a child, and then when it was time, like when everything was sort of in place, she felt like she was too old to have another child. There's a lot of anecdotal information about people regulating how many children they have to accommodate their academic career.
Here's another story Kelly Ward heard from a scientist on track for tenure who took maternity leave twice.
There was a lot of conversation about, you know, is she had all that extra time. If I had extra time, I'd be successful too. I mean, even though she ended up getting tenure and everything turned out to be fine, there was a lot of backlash for her.
Another woman doing this kind of research is Mary Ann Mason, a law professor at the University of California, Berkeley.
Our research shows that 35% fewer women who have children even apply for tenure track jobs than do women who don't have children. And then getting tenure, another 32% are less likely to get tenure. So it's brutal.
She refers to this problem as the baby penalty.
I'm afraid, probably even still, most men do not consider women scientists if they drop out of the workplace for even 6 months or a year or whatever, or have a child.
Mason says this is the major reason why we don't have more women in academic science. She helped identify the problem, but she's also been pushing for solutions. As a result of her extensive research, California passed a law requiring colleges and universities to have written policies against pregnancy discrimination. Mason says this has already paid off for her workplace, UC Berkeley. She remembers meeting a young neuroscientist who had just gotten hired as a professor along with his wife.
And I said, why did you come to Berkeley rather than MIT? Because he said they were also offering the same thing. I came here because you have family-friendly policies. Wow.
But Mason adds that offering paid parental leave is not enough.
So you have to excuse the mess.
Oh no, it looks perfectly fine to me. I also spent one morning with Lisa Hughes, another scientist outside of Philadelphia. Her children are 7 and 9, and mornings are hectic. When I get there at 6:30 a.m., she's dressed and ready, but she still has to wake up her kids and get them ready.
Guess what time it is?
No.
Yeah. Guess what time it is?
No school.
Come on.
As she's driving to work after dropping her sons off at school, she says she had her first son as a young scientist after getting her PhD, which raised another question for me. Was it hard to pay for childcare as a scientist early in her career?
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, and I was doing it in Maryland and it was so expensive. We didn't have a lot of money. We still were recovering from debt that I had while I was in grad school. And then you have a kid. So we basically had like a no-frills life.
Hughes was okay with that when her children were younger and didn't need money for movies with friends or arcade games. But she ultimately chose a career in private industry doing drug development because it's a more stable job, and let's face it, she's not chasing down grants to get her research funded. For The Pulse, I'm Alan Yu.
Is it the end of the day now?
No, you have to go to school.
Oh.